This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Usually have Mr. Marty. He's brought a guest to get him planje. They're joining us on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show, the only way to start your day. Let me just go straight to them. Mr. Marty, thank you so much for joining us on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show.
Good morning, whatever to Ivukubangene Breakfast Show, the only way to start your day. Knowledge Hub here.
Definitely. Let me also welcome Miss Anele. Anele, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Siyaphila, can't complain. Thank you so much also for joining us on the MUT Radio. I appreciate definitely your time. Mr. Mike, what do we have this morning with Knowledge Hub?
Anele, I mean, just give 2 seconds, just introduce herself and then we'll talk. We've been engaging our students and I, so we're just going to share one or two things for other students to think about, you know, so in terms of those conversations.
Definitely.
Sanbalani, Kamalam go Anelwaram Somi, Kamga DUT. I'm doing a diploma in library information studies.
So Anele is here to take over my job, so I shouldn't be nice to her.
Definitely. Yeah, next time, so Mr. Singasena, Mr. Mark, no. Anele.
Right, guys. So we've been talking to students. You know, it's an easy topic for now. Go, my students, think about AI. So for us, replacing ourselves with machines. I mean, so for me, for now, I'm sort of skeptical. This whole notion, we can use machines to learn, but I don't think that we should be depending on machines to do the learning for us, right? So, I mean, in thinking about this, so the question I've been thinking is, so there is a difference between a problem and a question. You might have a problem but don't have a question. Also, you might have a question which is not really a problem, right? But for us to consider that, I mean, I just think of 3 examples. One, so a problem might be that I am broke, I have no money, right? So that's my problem. Then a question will be, how much money do I need, right? So where am I going to get money? So I'm using that example to help students, because students often get stuck in dealing with something. So what is the problem? To separate between the problem and the question. The other example might be, I'm hungry, but I don't know what to eat. Now, that is a problem because you know you are hungry, your stomach is empty, maybe you're feeling weak, but you don't know what to eat. Now, there's no question there. Then the question will be, so what are you going to do, right? So which is following up from the problem. A third example I thought of was, so a problem might be that I'm late. So I know I'm running late. So that is a problem. And then a question might be, what time is it? You know, so there's always a problem and a question. So students often battle. Now, when you are relying on an external tool like AI is going to expect you to be able to know the distinction between the problem and the question. So the challenge is that, so if you are using something external, as the name says, artificial, it is external to you, it is using a logic that it expects you to know. Now, from the side of librarianship, we have E. Brooks' fundamental equation, so which is, you know, can be a useful tool to think about how you learn and how you apply knowledge in your learning. Because when you say, the moment you say a question begs you to remember, right? So if I'm asking you a question, you are looking for an answer, and your answer is going to come from the information you have, the knowledge you have, right? So that is the question. Now, if you think about a problem, it's sort of more demanding because it's going to demand you to think. Yes, you may have the knowledge. Yes, you may have the information, but you will need to be more creative. So you need to think outside the box to say, how does this fit into what I'm trying to do? Or you may need to think critically and try to read between the lines. What is missing here? So what are the gaps I'm supposed to close? So a problem builds expertise. a question, being able to answer questions, you know, it gives you confidence. We'll see, I can address these rights. So, okay, I mean, in closing, so Brooke, he was a mathematician, he was also a librarian, so he was trying to come up with a formula to say, how do you then consider these things? So, I mean, I don't want students not to use our books. I don't want students not to start with the written resources that they need to access before they run to use these robots, as I like to call them. So equation again, my elements out three. The one is information. So what is it that you already know? But with information it is out there. So it is the things that you say, the things that you know, and also what other people share with you. This is information. So for you to approach your task here, therefore, as well, you need to say, well, for me to address this problem or for me to address this question, what do we already know, right? So seek out this information, right? Then the second part is creating a structure of the knowledge you have. I mean, so the common example people talk about these days is a spider web. So how does this fit in? So how does what I know changes as I receive more information? E-knowledge is not fixed. So any idea, I mean, so this morning I was just hearing on TV, on the news, so they've discovered the vaccine for ETP. You know, that's a huge breakthrough, right? So, I mean, a few years back, we didn't think that we'd be able to get to this point. So e-knowledge will always change, and that's why NATI we exist. So we need, therefore, human beings to be asking those questions, to be tackling those problems in order to reach that level. So just keep that in mind as well. So the spider web is moving. It's not sitting down. The concept map or the mind map you have also now it is changing. Then the last point, we Brooke's equation. So we have information, we have knowledge structure. Then it is the effect. So once you know, so you are likely to go aha. Because I've answered the question that you had, which means that I've already given you something that you didn't already know before, or I might give you information that adds to what you already know. So I'm giving you an example. So you might go wow, you might go aha. So but the knowledge you receive is going to have an effect on you. So that's the whole idea behind Brooke's equation. Quite like in short, I'm saying to students, always decide what are you facing here. Are you facing a problem, or are you dealing with a question? Then respond appropriately to those two situations.
Because the response might be different, Mr. Mike.
It might be different. So if you're saying I'm late, you are not asking a question, you're just stating a problem, right? But as soon as you say, but what time is it? Then now that begs a question. So it's starting a conversation. Yes.
Wow. Always knowledgeable. Thank you so much, Mr. Mike. I really appreciate your time and for joining us on AMUT Radio. Unfortunately, as well as Bonana, but due to technology,
we can. You are here. You are here. You are there. Yes, it can work.
Definitely. Mr. Mike, joining us on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show, the only way to start your day. As we wrap up in Knowledge Hub, you might be hearing him here, you may never know. Definitely. Otherwise, a library, Mr. Marcus Menjane, opening and closing hours?
We are open Monday to Thursday until 9 p.m. and Friday we close at 6, Saturday we close at 4. Let me complain again. I mean, it's been quiet, a library. I mean, I'm not sure what people are doing. So please come visit. We miss you. So we're here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my annual gang is on Twitter, Palaso. Definitely. No, thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.